WHDD presents Susan Says.
I've been sick all week and in bed, so I had nothing better to do than watch the impeachment. Well, frankly, I did, but I feel we should. We all should. This is huge. It's important. It's an occurrence in our so-called democracy that cannot be dismissed. Although it turned out to be a bit of a disaster, as everything involving deranged Donnie is. It's a serious thing. And he simultaneously to the vote was doing his worst Borscht Belt comedy shtick at a rally in Michigan. He did a riff on water flushing in a place where people still can't drink it. Flint, hello. He did voices and said the late great Michigan Congressman John Dingell, who had just passed away, was in hell. Yeah, that didn't go over well, as he is beloved in Michigan. But hey, this, I can't call him a man, so I'm going to say this creature has no dignity, no shame, no sense of history, or anything that remotely recognizes what just happened. I have to say Nancy Pelosi is great. She's smart. She's in charge. Some of the people for the Dems were impressive in their remarks. Adam Schiff, as always. Jamie Raskin is my new hero and should be the floor manager of this tragedy. Eric Swalwell. The Republicans with their Southern old boy leading the pack were cringeworthy and yelling. Some of them, well, I won't even dignify his name. This one guy said, deranged Donnie is akin to Jesus. Really? But great news. The biggest evangelical magazine, Christianity, has come out saying deranged Donnie has to go. Thank you. Plus, a few very smart Republican bigwigs, not in Congress, like Kellyanne Conway's husband, George, yeah, Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, who is the smartest, most articulate killer. He can really get you with his words. They want Republicans to do something. This is a good sign. They're starting a group named after Lincoln, yeah. Some Republicans actually said deranged Donnie was a better president than Lincoln. Oh, God. I guess the Senate will renege on the duty if Turtle Mitch has his way. But I hope that some of you are sick of it, too. All of this, every day, this thing pretending to be governing while all he does is pretend to sit and do his job and is really tweeting. He needs to be voted out. Remember, only less than 30% of Americans voted and only 40% of those for him. So everyone else, get to it, get out, vote him out, or say goodbye to America. As Rick Wilson says, everything Donald Trump touches dies.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.